sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the last Sunday after Pentecost, the reign of Christ, Lections for the Evening, November 24th, 2024, entitled, Your King is Coming. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton Podcasts on the web. Or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser Podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Look, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey. At a different time of year, we would refer to the passage that we read as the second lesson this evening as the Gospel of the Palms. And that might cause some of us to take a double take on what we hear. It's late November, and the scene is Palm Sunday. But there's good reason for that, and that is that it's the perfect symbol of the coming of the King. Jesus came humble on a donkey. Today, the compilers of the lectionary and those who have crafted the liturgical calendar place an emphasis on the reign of Christ. It's the last Sunday of the calendar year. We look toward one of the more solemn seasons when the color will turn to purple, or in some places, blue, to signify that we then consider yet again the coming of the Lord. While many believe that to be primarily a lead up to the event at the manger at Bethlehem, for centuries, the majority of Advent especially emphasize the future and the second coming of Christ. The reign of Christ is perhaps a most appropriate lead-in to the latter, as we remember the profound tension found in Jesus' passion. For it is there that we see the significance of the proclamation that the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus taught, and that kingdom has a king, the Son of David, the Messiah, according to prophecy, was to be a descendant of the house of David. David, you'll remember, was the greatest king the nation of Israel had ever known. While there had been division within the ranks and the separation of Judah and Israel, the coming of the true king would rule the unified kingdoms. With the coming of Messiah, Israel and the 12 tribes would once again be one nation, one people under God. So the passage from Matthew 21 leaves little doubt that the people who walked with Jesus on his last entry into Jerusalem were able with certainty to shout his identity. What we don't know from Matthew's account is how many there were. Some presume a great crowd, cutting branches and shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna to the Son of David. Others suggest it was a meager following, perhaps led by a band of only 12 of Jesus' closest followers. We'll never know. Matthew says that the whole city was in turmoil and asking, "Who is this?" Matthew uses this event to make the point that something significant is about to happen. And our passage ended this evening with Jesus clearing out those in the temple with a commercial motive, calling it a den of robbers, and quoting prophecy about it being a house of prayer. The reign of Christ demands that we ask the question, who rules my life? It seems even in Jesus' time, a common answer to that question was money, or more accurately, earthly, temporal value. And that's understandable. Today, it's difficult not to realize that money really does make the world go round, and too often, it's at the root of most of what we see. Few moments of our existence are free from the creep of advertising. There's lots we should have for our own, we're told. For just $21.99, you can have those puffy bags disappear from under your eyes, too. But there's also the lure of reputation, recognition, territory, and influence. We become divided, enslaved by addiction when a substance, a habit, a feeling, a preference takes hold and rules first who we are, what we do, and how we do it. Today, Jesus lays claim to the role of king for those who call him Lord. Our best prayer would be that all might be freed and brought under the gentle and loving rule of one who is king, even the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes. He comes humble on a donkey. He comes humble in a manger. He will come again in the clouds. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.